Van Dyke.
We'll be right back.
listening to A State of Trance on Digitally Imported.
Remember buying tickets to go and see Mr. Paul Van Dyk back in 1992 or 1993 it was, and here he is still 2016 rocking the main stage here in Utrecht. We're celebrating 15 years of this radio show, and there's a lot of really great trance acts in the area. One of the people that really rocked the main stage just now is Mr. Gareth Emery. How
are you? I'm very good. I'm kind of blown away. That was amazing.
I just spoke to the guy from security who said there's hardly any incidents tonight. Already the city thanked the organization for everything going so smooth. I think it has to do with the fact that people that come to these events, you know, the trance lovers are just in general really cool people. What do you think of that?
Oh, the amount of times after a set, I'll go down the front and meet some people. Yeah. And the trance fans are kind of the most chilled out, nice people. Like, you never see things getting over the top. It's pretty amazing.
And exactly. It's all smiles.
Yeah,
smiles. If you look at the stream here, it's all smiles.
It's all smiles.
So what's happening with you? You moved to LA, you became a father. I think your sister's here as well, Roxanne.
Hey, Roxanne.
Yes, she
hello.
Is.
And I heard that she's doing your management now. Is that true?
She is, and she wrote half the tracks on the new album.
Wow.
So very much a family affair.
So do you guys ever fight like you used to when you were little, or
we used to fight all the time.
All the still.
So here's the thing: we used to fight all the time, and then I learned a few years ago she's always right, and now we never fight. So there's a lesson for
you. Does she actually decide your sound, or do you still do that?
No, I mean the sound is always me, but everything else, social media, website, flyers, all the stuff I used to spend time with, she will now decide. The music is me; everything else is her.
And with you saying that, she has a look of approval on her face. That's funny to see.
Well, she usually makes better decisions than me. The funny thing is, when she is approving like flyers or doing the like things as me, people prefer it. Like, they prefer her to me. So there you go.
There you go. Roxanne, can you join the mic here? Is that
come in?
I have one question on behalf of the trans family.
Oh no, go on.
Well, you know, it's an obvious question. I guess you can think of what.
Do I have a boyfriend?
No.
I was about to ask.
No, single, ready to mingle. Text in, joking. Sorry, Armin, go on.
Okay, Roxanne Emery's single. Ding. Okay, hey. Got that out of the way. No, what I was actually meaning is that a shelter. Is there anything like that coming up? You write a lot of lyrics, right?
I do. I do a lot of top lines. Do a lot of writing for Gaz. To be honest, not at the moment. I'm kind of waiting for someone to ask. So, you know.
Hey, can I ask? Hey.
There you go.
You want to ask?
Yeah.
If you want one, I'll write
ding.
One for you.
There we
you
go.
Being serious?
Ding. There we go.
Really?
Next album is decided right now.
Oh my God, no. Shut up. Bye.
Why not?
Bye.
Let's
Love
try
it.
Something.
Bye.
You know, you never know.
Let's try it. I'm up for it if you're up for it.
I'm putting you on the spot, I know, but
there
still,
you go.
I'm
a
up
fan.
For it if you're up for it. That sounds bad, sorry. Right. Okay. Bye. Good night. Thank you, Aesop.
All right, thank you. Good vibes right here. Gareth, it's real. It's a big pleasure that you're here to celebrate
this
with us.
It's a big pleasure you invited me. Thank you so much, man.
And, are you going back to LA now straight, or are you staying hanging around here for a bit?
Obviously, I'm sure as you know, like when you have a kid at home, you generally don't hang out too long anywhere, really. So 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, first flight back.
Oh,
and,
trooper.
Sunday with the family. So I'm going to sleep all the way back and hopefully be in a reasonable state tomorrow.
Cool. Well, thank you again, Mr. Gareth Emery. Give
thank
him a round
so
of
much.
Applause.
Absolute pleasure. Okay.
All right, getting ready for my vinyl set in just a little bit. And you know what? Paul Van Dyk said he's going to stay to listen to my vinyl set. Now I'm extra nervous. I'm really extra nervous.
And right now he's playing lights, so shh.
ladies and gentlemen, if I can have a moment of your attention, please. I know you all have been waiting and wondering what's going on, and we want to clear some things up. Tonight, Paul Van Dyk fell. He made a fall, and he's on his way to the hospital. And he's one of the heroes of A State of Trance, so we decided to stop the show just on the main stage. All other stages will stay open till 6, but I hope you guys understand that out of respect for Paul Van Dyk, I cannot do my vinyl set tonight. I'm sorry for everybody that was looking forward to it. We have to make up for that one time. My thoughts just go out to Paul right now. He's in a hospital. He's been taken care of. He gets the best treatment that we can. And all I can do is, from this point, wish Paul all the best. And I hope you guys understand that I'm not in the mood right now to play the set. And out of respect for Paul Van Dyk, we're just going to play the other stages on the live stream. And we wish Paul well. Thank you for your understanding.